similar to calls that we've done in the past. I am in Olympia. I have Lori Peterson in the office here with me. In Bonaceno, we have Barb McClellan. So what we want to do today is kind of update everybody on the hatchery situation and the fisheries monitoring, what we've seen to date. What we're going to talk about is where we want to go next week. The department has a proposal on that that we'll want to take some feedback, input from you folks on. With that, I think we'll go ahead and get started. So we'll have Barb walk us through the technical information first. And when we get to the input section, what we'll do today is I'm just going to call on the people in the order I wrote them down, the order they joined the call. Each time we'll switch that up a little bit, but that's what we'll utilize today. So with that, Barb, why don't you go ahead and start walking us through the technical information?
Okay. So I'm just going to start with some of the hatchery information first. There was some spawning at Nacelle this morning, so I've added those numbers in a little bit. Including those numbers, we have currently spawned about 1,254 females, which equates to about a little over 3.7 million eggs. We still have almost 2,000 fish on hand, and 765 of those are green females, and most of those are at Forks Creek. We still need, based on those numbers, we will still need a little over 1,000 females basin-wide. We've passed up about 627 fish upstream, and 237 of those have been females between the three facilities. And we've had some, obviously, mortalities at our facilities. We've lost about 4,700 fish, and about half of those have been females. So then I'm going to move... Yes. I didn't hear that, Ross.
You mentioned upstream fish. Is that NARS? And what was that number?
It was 627 total fish passed upstream between the three facilities, and 237 of those were females.
Was all those all with adipose then?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you break this up for me by river, Barb?
What I have right now is do you want the ones total upstream or just the females?
Well, just females is fine, but I think total upstream would be
okay.
Better.
That's fine. At Forks Creek, they've had 182 go upstream, and 106 of those have been females. At Nacelle, it's 172 total, 67 females. And NEMA, 273 upstream and 64 females.
Thank you.
Yep. So then I'm going to move on to the commercial fishery. Since we have gone, I'm going to start with Coho. For Coho for this week, the commercial fishery has landed 182 NORs of the 484 or so NORs that was predicted preseason. They've also landed 311 HOR coho of the almost 1,600 HOR predicted. So to date, they have landed about 1,500 NORs compared to the 900 NORs predicted. And they've landed about 3,000 HOR coho compared to the 3,800 HORs that was predicted. So then for Chinook, since we've went to release all Chinook requirement, we estimate 12 HOR impacts to all areas combined and 4 NOR impacts to their fishery. And then for Chum, as of yesterday afternoon, they have harvested 30 Chum compared to the preseason of 464 predicted by this stat week.
Can you repeat that number again?
For chum?
Yes.
30 chum harvested out of the 464 that was predicted for this up to this stat week.
This stat week, which is essentially over for commercials.
Right now, yes, based on the e-regs that we have out. Okay, I think that's everything as far as the data goes.
What, hey, Barbara?
Yeah.
Can you break out the mortality by just the number, overall number of mortality?
The morts that were, the ones that died?
The morts that had.
Yeah, so at Forks Creek, we had about 910 or so. 659 of those were female. Right now, we've had 208 at Nacelle die total, and 119 of those were female. And at NEMA, almost 3,600 died, and about 1,600 of those were female.
Thank you.
Sure.
And what,
hey, Barbara, you repeat those? I can't write that damn fast.
Okay. So, at Forks Creek, we had 906 total fish die, total Chinook, and 659 of those were female. At Nacelle, we had 208 total, with 119 of those being female. And at NEMA, we had just about 3,600 die, and about 1,600 of those are female. Of what they've already taken?
Yes, you gave us a basin-wide.
Right.
Number.
Okay, so at Forks Creek, they've taken about 1.8 million eggs. Mm-hmm. Nacelle, what I have from yesterday afternoon was almost 750,000. However, they spawned about 36 fish this morning. So that would be added on top of that. That's probably about little over 100,000 eggs on top of that. And then at NEMA, they've spawned just over 1 million eggs.
What was the Nacelle total?
It'll probably be about 850,000.
What was the NEMA's?
We're right about a little over 1 million. Not many. Anything else?
Okay, thanks for that, Barb.
Yep.
So I think where we'll go next is we'll talk a little bit about what we're considering for next week and some of the reasons for doing so. I do want to update folks. We did spawn at Forks yesterday. Usually we would just spawn once a week. This year, with everything we've got going on, we're trying to get in there twice a week, make sure we utilize every female that we can to reach egg take. And what hatchery staff noticed yesterday is that the new fish recruiting into Forks Creek are compromised by ick as well. Yesterday, we convened with some fish health staff and Rob Allen and came up with a trial approach to see if we can treat, since Forks Creek has raceways instead of the bigger old-style giant adult pond. It does facilitate that type of an activity. So the two known treatments that we have for ick are salt and formalin. They started adding salt to the adult pond last night, and we'll be running a formalin drip treatment today to see if we can control the outbreak. We do have some relief in the form of weather occurring today and over the weekend, and our river temperatures have been steadily decreasing. So hopefully that will provide us some relief, but just wanted folks to know what we're seeing out there. It is likely that we will lose some of those females we have on hand. It hadn't been an issue up until this date, but it looks like the fish that have been recruiting this week, the new ones, do have ick. So wanted everyone to be aware of that. Is there any questions about that?
What
this is Tim. What is the incubation cycle, Vic?
Oh, geez. I don't have my fish disease book with me right here. I don't know that off the top of my head, Tim.
Right. In a general sense, if you've got them coming in today and they've got ick on them, would you have a noticeable sign of ick? Can you take eggs or how do you take out?
Only if they're ripe. Only if the eggs are ripe. Yeah, no, the ick doesn't prohibit us from spawning those fish as long as we can keep them alive. Once the fish is dead, if the eggs haven't matured and ripened, they're no good to us.
Right, so you don't typically go around and take the fish close up and just bobbed up and it's dying or it's dead, and you don't spawn.
No, we would not. You don't get good eye-up rates. So, in other words, the membrane on the egg really isn't permeable for the milk to be able to activate it, right?
Right.
So you really gotta wait till they're ripe. Unfortunately, that's just that's what we've got to deal with this year.
So the qualifications to take an egg or the egg, grab the belly, you feel the egg, you soft enough. Okay, you bulk it in the head, you've killed it, you can take the egg. But if it dies on its own, or even if it's still alive and its eggs have not formed properly, well then you took it, right?
Yeah, then there's nothing we can do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be correct. So, and just one other note, we did have fish health staff on hand. At NEMA earlier this week, we did get determination from our fish pathologist, Sean Runen, I think his name is, that the cause of death at NEMA is ick related.
And Chad, this is Ross. I think NEMA does just on that once a week egg taking, and we had it.
We spawned a few this week. I don't know what the exact number is off the top of my head for just this week. I do know what we spawned there season total, and we only have 10 Chinook left alive as of yesterday at NEMA. Only two of those female. Mm-hmm. So I don't
I
think
had a
we.
Report. I had a report last night from someone else that they could find two live fish in the river below the hatchery, you know, above and below the bridge. One gnaw and one har.
Yeah, our spawning escapement stock assessment folks would say basically the same thing. We've experienced almost a complete wipeout of the NEMA Chinook run this year. So, last week folks asked about the Coho ISU. Barb and I were able to do that and get that model seeded this week. Where that's pointing us to, and I'll remind folks that is a catch per unit effort regression model based on commercial fisheries through individual statistical weeks. For statistical week 40, the regression model fits pretty well, and what it tells us is we have a total run of coho of 62,771, of which 19,050 would be natural origin recruits, and 43,721 would be hatchery origin recruits. We have based that origin composition split out on the commercial sampling that's done in the fish house of the coho catch to date. Basically that ISU is telling us that we're sitting right about at the same as what we had forecasted. In terms of what we actually had forecasted, to just for that comparison, we forecasted 34,993 hatchery coho and 18,994 natural coho. So the ISU is telling us that the forecast is we're right in range with that, with what we've seen to date.
So at this point in time, what we are considering are no changes to the recreational fishery. Obviously, we're still very short with Chinook, and we've got some concerns still moving forward as to whether we'll make. I think the ship has pretty much sailed on egg take, reaching that target. Now we're just trying to get as many as we can. So retention of being able to retain Chinook just doesn't really make sense in our eyes. What we do want to talk about is the commercial schedule for next week. The e-reg that we processed last week only covered through this Friday's fishery. I think that given the catch of coho to date, we're pretty close with the hatchery in hatchery fish in terms of our projection versus our actual estimate versus our preseason projection, but we're over about 500 natural origin fish. Looking at the fishery planning model, we had a buffer of about 2,500 natural origin coho that were expected to be escaped the fishery, over and above our escapement goal of 13,600. So with that, I think the what we want to put on the table today is going back for the commercial schedule, going back to the preseason plan beginning Monday morning. That would be for next week, only fisheries being prosecuted in the north end of the bay. The schedule called for 4 days in 2U and 1 day in 2T. Those would be 12-hour openers, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., with the U openers occurring on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, and the T opener occurring on Wednesday. So are there any questions about that?
I got some more qualifying questions real quick, Chad.
Yeah, not a problem.
Because we got our coho trying to come up into three hatcheries that are contaminated with Chinook with ick. Can the ick problem affect coho the way it affects Chinook?
You know, that's something we haven't seen before. Usually, we only see when we do, and we have experienced this condition, this parasite at this level, only one time before in my history here. That was in 2015 when we had a huge die-off in the nacelle. We also went down to nacelle and did a public meeting, and we had fish health staff, Brian Quinton, come down and do about a half an hour talk on ick and what you can do and what it is. That occurred down at the nacelle high school. I believe it was November of 2015 that we did that. Usually we've got river flows and river temperatures that would be counterproductive to the life cycle of this particular bug, and so we don't see it affect coho in the ways that it affects Chinook. Now, obviously, this year has been much different than what we would expect from an environmental condition standpoint. Like I said, we are trying the treatment to see what happens. We've got some pretty good weather forecast this weekend that is bumping river flows substantially, at least through the weekend, about a foot to a foot and a half. And we have a declining temperature profile that only with each day is going lower and lower. I would think pretty soon here this bug is going to run its course and not have the conditions that have been so ripe for it to explode like it has. I think we'll start to see this come down.
Okay, one last question.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about repealing the emergency commercial reg that is in place right now, which would take us back to the original season from this point out, subject to further modification. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
That's what we're considering at this time.
Right. So if we have go through this week's fishery and you can continue to update and you find out that we have a problem somewhere coming at us, with coho escapement, NOR escape, or hatchery egg case, your only opportunity would be to make that adjustment in the first week of November after the commercials come back onto the water following the chum bypass. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have, so this would be the last, this next coming up week, week 41, would be the last chance to prosecute commercial fisheries prior to the November 1st.
Right. So if
that
you
is
get through
correct.
That, yeah, if you get through that and you keep modeling and you come to the conclusion that the harvest this week or the run size is higher than expected, or the run size is now determined to come in lower than expected, then our only opportunity would be to adjust the season after November 1st.
I think we'll be following this situation very closely every day as we move forward through next week. I wouldn't think that we would have, given the reporting requirements with the commercial fishery, I think we could be very, if we saw something next week that gave us some real indication that either one coho would impact either hatchery egg take or those escapement goals, we can make changes to the commercial fishery very quickly.
Okay, so there's the opportunity between what you're talking about is that you would continue to monitor going back on the original season. You would continue to monitor, and if you see some kind of a problem, you would have an opportunity to adjust the harvest in some fashion prior to the chum bypass, right?
Absolutely, yes. And I think at that point in time, we would also once again put together a call for this group, and you know we've been pretty successful with that this year. Even with only an hour and a half notice, we had pretty good turnout last time, and yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Hey, you got any?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, as you look at prosecuting this fishery, and I'm not a 2U fishery person, if you could give us some sort of an update on how that fishery is going this week, as we're looking at getting 4 days of fishing, maybe in that how many fishers we have participating and what kind of catch levels we've had for the week at 2U.
So far this week, and obviously this is just through, this is only a partial week's data set. We still have fisheries that were prosecuted yesterday and fisheries that are being prosecuted as we speak. But Monday through Wednesday's landings, we had 11 landings in 2U. In terms of what
that's
they...
all 3 days, or that's daily?
That's the summation of 3 days.
3 days, okay.
Yeah, in terms of the catch, Barb, do you have that database open? My connection is acting funky here, and I can't get to the queries.
And what are you looking for?
So we need, we're looking for the catch composition in 2U for statistical week 40.
Yeah, mine's not working very well either. I can't get it open.
Hold on. So what we had, what we've got here.
There are only 4 boats fishing in 2U.
Yeah, so in 2U, of those 11 landings, we've only landed 34 coho. And all I've got is a bait-wide number here in front of me for chum.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, I just wanted to put it into context, I guess, what you're talking about doing. It seems like it's, I know sometimes it's looked at, we're going to execute a commercial fishery, but I don't know if 4 boats with 30 fish is really, I just wanted to make sure we understood what we were looking at. So.
Yeah, so far this week, we've landed 493 coho. 280 of those came out of 2M. 13 came out of 2N. 34 came out of 2U. And 166 came out of 2T. in terms of what the model would predict for that week, the model is predicting that we'd have a harvest of 187 natural origin coho and 131 hatchery origin coho, utilizing that schedule.
In you, yeah, and that's with the...
UNT, yes.
Yeah, that's what the model's giving you, I'm assuming, more than four fishers, but maybe not, I don't know what to have.
Yeah, no, the model would be based on a historical effort during that week, and effort has definitely been down this year.
Okay.
Somewhere in the neighborhood, 50 to 75%, depending on which that week and what area you're looking at.
Yeah, what was the number
out of 2N
again?
What was that, Marlisa?
What was the number out of 2N?
The number out of 2N for coho was 13.
Can you tell me what the traditional numbers out of 2M and 2N are? Do you have that also on a running database there?
What do you mean by traditional?
Well, we're talking week 40, 3 days out of four so far. Am I correct in following you here?
Yep.
So, what did we get last year out of 2N in week 40?
Oh, I don't have that handy in my fingertips. Cooperating, I could get you that number, but I'm having some technical issues for some reason. Let me try and close and reopen and see if that alleviates.
Can you tell me the stats for like the last 10 years in those areas?
Oh, I can't do that. I can give you, I can't do that quickly, is what I mean to say.
Chad, is it not possible to get where she, I think Marlisa wants to go by looking to the historical averages as it would have been set into the prediction harvest of the season?
Yeah.
That's the same number, it's just not individual by year.
Yeah.
Marlisa?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to here.
The forecast, that's the big question.
Chad, I've got the database open, I think.
Okay.
It says that as of week 40, just last year, all the areas landed almost 1,200 coho.
And can you break it out by area?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
And how many fishers you had?
There was nothing landed in 2U. Wait a minute, that's not working out well. It looks like about 120 in 2M, 18 in 2N, 2T, about 600 in 2T, and about 300 in 2U.
Said there
was nothing
in 2.
Yeah,
I messed that up. Sorry. Okay, thank you. Sure.
Well,
this is Ross with a chum question. You know, before there's any recommendation, you just mentioned chum. And we usually see a few chum in the river down here on about the 5th. The big number is 15. But I think that your forecast for this year was something like 400 and some chum would have been netted by now, and the actual was 30. And so I'd like, you know, that's starting to be cause for concern. There should be chum to stay now. And could you address that?
Yeah, I think what we've seen so far is very little chum in terms of preseason expectation. You have to remember that those that the model works on a bunch of historical years, which would kind of smooth out the edges of a chum of the chum run timing. We know this can develop rather quickly. We've seen pretty low catch through the first part of the week. I think if my number's correct, and Barb, correct me if I'm wrong, you had a fish ticket this morning that down in 2M that we started seeing. We had an additional 30 or so chum harvested yesterday that we haven't got, that we haven't had time to enter yet, that are just coming in on fish tickets. So we did. We started seeing more chum encounters yesterday, and my guess is that we would continue to see those today as well.
Yes. Okay. I want you to take this wrong. Okay. But the model smooths out year to year and so forth, and we have a policy. If you take the policy and the models together, and for the last 6 or 8 years, we have not come up with a commercially viable chum harvest. And so that's why I have to ask the chum question. You know, I understand about the model and so forth. I certainly don't understand Coho ISU, and I won't try. But between the models and the preseason forecast and the commercial season, because, you know, the sport catch is negligible on chum, we have not produced a criteria where we can have a viable chum run, and so that's why I need to bring it up, and I understand the ups and downs in the models and so forth, but I understand that we're not recovering on chum.
Yeah, so we had a forecast of 39,932 chum for the year. Our management conservation objective around chum is the 10% exploitation rate cap. Keep in mind that what we're reporting on in terms of this week is not a complete week, and that situation can change rapidly. Through Wednesday's fishery, we only had 30 harvested chum out of a predicted 464. Now, I don't think the catch that we're starting to just see in terms of quick reporting coming in today is going to make up all of that, but I think we're going to see once we're finished adding things up for week 40, we're going to be much closer to 464 than 30.
Chad, the other thing is,
at this point in time, we don't have any way to update chum run size, so our preseason forecast is our best available information at this point in time.
Chad, you keep saying harvest. Are we retaining chum commercial fishing?
Yes, chum are being retained prior to the chum closure window and will be released in the November fishery. That was the preseason plan.
Thank you.
And keep in mind that when those fish start first arriving, they're predominantly male. So.
Chum will be released in the November fishery?
Yes, they will be.
I'd like to comment on this week's commercial fishing.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
This week was the absolute worst tide for catching fish in the lower bay that we could have. From 2.5 feet to 5 foot tide changes, which does not move fish. But if they block a chum out there, that's not going to poke in because they have no tide push. If we would have had next week's tide this week, I would have staked my catch this year on it, that we would have had completely different numbers. You've got to have the 8-9 foot high waters to push those fish in when they're not ready to come. And you can ask Lance, I don't know about the South Bay, but on the north end of the bay, if you don't have big size, the fish will not move.
I think that's the problem when we look at this model. We all look at the model like God made this model and gave it to us, and that's the only way these things can go. And I think that what Jack said is exactly right. It was a mistake to think Wednesday afternoon there'll probably be chums here if you were going to predict it. by the tide. But everybody wants to throw the model down and say, oh, my God, the model says. The model also says we're 50 to 75% less on our effort. But you don't put that in there. You go, we caught 100 fish, you know, or whatever we're going to end up for the week. Everybody wants to look at the model and say, oh, the model says this, the model says that. We have zero effort. I mean, I don't know what you have, Jack, here in the bay, but probably less than 5 boats fishing down there. You've got 4 boats fishing in queue, where normally we have 60 to 70 boats. So there's a lot of things to the model that we want to look at and poke holes in. But at this point in time, I think you have to let things go their course. You're already talking about closing Area M and N next week, which is going to be huge. You know, where your chum's been caught so far, I would have to say it's probably been an M and N. So I'm not sure what we're worried about when we're like, oh, my God, we're going to have a fishery next week. Four guys in one area and 4 or 5 guys in another for one day. So.
Mark, can you tell me how many fishers we had in 2007 to get the totals that we did on Coho?
2017?
Yeah, 2017, please.
How many fishers total?
Commercial fishers did we have to get those comparison numbers I just had you give me?
Hold on, let me look. I can only tell you how many landings were made. I can't, with our data, I can't tell you how many fishers that equates to. Because sometimes they land twice in a day. Sometimes they hold their fish and land one time for 2 days. So I can tell you how many tickets were issued for each landing. Does that make sense?
I do.
So last year there was 344 landings total for the season.
For this period or the period that we're talking about up to...
Oh, you're just talking about for through next week?
Well, I'm talking about landings for these figures that you just gave me for 2018, where so far we've got 493 total. That's up through... Is that through week 39 or is that through week
40
so far?
40.
So can you see the same landings up to week 40 in 2017?
Let me look.
Okay, folks, I think what we're going to have to do is for some of this historical data stuff, it's very difficult for us to do this on the fly. We'll be happy to put together a table and send that out. But in terms of just kind of getting through today and what we need to get through today, I think that would be the best way to do this. If multiple people have data requests, that can take a long period of time, and we want to make sure we get the information accurate and get that to you guys. So I think that might be the best way to approach this. Any issues with that?
Thank you.
Okay. So with that, I think we'll go through, like I said at the beginning of the call, we'll take input from everybody on the call in the order in the order that they got on the call about the proposal that we're talking about. So, and just to remind everybody, that's just to go back to the preseason plan for commercial fisheries for the duration of the season right now. So, anyways, we'll start with Marlisa.
I think that I'm going to let you make that decision.
Okay, thanks for that. Jess? Jess, are you still on?
I am. Go ahead.
Do you want to provide any input about the proposal we have on the table?
Go ahead and move forward with it. I think it's the best information we have at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Jess. Bob?
I understand that.
Yeah, I think just leave it go the way you got it scheduled, Chad.
that. And also, I'd like to make a comment to reinforce what Jack was talking about on tides and that. If you look at the tides, this last week, or this week right here, the tides, you don't get much worse tides for fishing silvers, period. Dogs or something else when they was in there. But on the same token, well, you didn't see any chub harvest in 2T because you don't have the boats fishing, for one thing. And the other thing is, there's no boats fishing that whole area down there where we normally catch chum this time of year. So we're giving them 2 weeks closure to get the chum pass through, and hopefully we'll get the weather to get things going. So, but I think we ought to just leave it the way it is, Chad.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Norm?
I have no problem with that, with what you're proposing.
Thank you. Ross?
I'm concerned about the chum numbers for the week and the coho numbers for the week, and I think you should not cut it loose for another 10 days or whatever. I think there needs to be more daily monitoring. I think that, you know, there's a coho priority for our commercials, and that's the way it is. And we need to remember that when we talk about Chinook priorities in the future. But we don't want to, I would just ask that you don't pursue the chum, the cohos, to the point where, you know, we're at one wild coho right now. That's the limit. Let's keep them all. And so we can't pursue the coho to the point where the freshwater sport fishery for coho is cut down, and I just fear we're getting close to that. So I couldn't support wide open netting. Maybe some limited netting, but I just think we're on the edge where we're going to have to cut off. You know, there was only one number below one, and that's zero, and we're getting real close to it in the fresh water.
Okay, so, thanks, Ross. Lance?
Yeah, I'd like you to go forward as the way it's scheduled, just for ease of getting it done. I think Ross was right on the money when he said it's a commercial priority, and I think Tim also mentioned that in the November fishery, I think there's multiple fisheries, both commercial and sport fisheries in November and December that we can alter to make up what we need to make up. I don't think that's when we do talk about priorities, I think that's what we need to look at is if we do lose that November or December sport fishery, that is the way it goes, I guess. So last time we didn't do that, I think that was a mistake. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you for that, Lance. Tim?
Yeah, my major concerns are low number of chum fishing.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I had a hard time hearing you.
I have some concerns about chum in the coho boat, especially up north. If I remember, our prime for coho happens to be the Willapaw, and we're talking about we have room. There, you don't expect a lot of folks to show up. Okay, if we had bad tides. Okay, but even we're fishing above expectation on north, even with those bad tides, I believe, but the way I'm doing the numbers. So we're up on the north population, and this whole thing makes me nervous. And what I would say is, if you're going to go through with this, then it's going to be very important that between now and the bite, where the nest will be scheduled to come off the water, that you do rigorous in-season management. And it's the first sign that this thing starts to blow up. Good tides, hell of a lot more fish being coming into the nest. If you, it's the first sign, you've got to be very, very proactive. And that would be my advice. To a certain degree, rolling the dice. And you make it still come. And confident in that. So whatever you do, it's going to be really critical to stand by your in-season management, onboard observers, and so on. And watch this thing like a hawk. Because we've had this type of thing before with chum. And guys put emergency rule in, put chum into the past, and where the harvest so far over exceeded the expectation, it was remarkable. So that's my concern. That's where I'll leave it. If you're going to go do this, you've got to stand on these reporting mechanisms and watch it very, very carefully and not be reluctant to manage for conservation concerns. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that, Tim. Let's go with Steve.
Yeah, I concur with the NC's and management strategy. I'm really concerned about the habitat issue regarding the NACEL facility, but I'm not opposed to continuing your net fisheries with the NC's and management strategy.
And it sounds like your dog concurs. All right, thanks for that, Steve. Jack?
You're welcome, and thanks, Wolfie.
Are you there, Jack?
Yeah. One thing I'd like to say first here is that I believe that you're using historical data that doesn't reflect the fishery that we have today. 45-minute sets, daylight-only fishery, that I don't think you have the scientific data in the last 2 or 3, 4 years to base what we're trying to do today. And you've said before, we've made the comment, entanglement in your offer, Chinook, the data you were using was 8-inch nets, standard king gear, and the two is just, it's completely different. And I think that's what's happening today. I don't think you're going to see a big catch of fish in 2U because it's so far up the river that those fish, about the end of the week, the chums might make it up there, is my opinion. So I think we're using data that doesn't reflect the fishery that we have in these last 2 or 3 years. I mean, we have, at a minimum, we should go with what the regulations are, you know, continue with the rest of the year. But I don't think we can go with your catch forecast using the gear and the situation that we have in right now. That's all I have.
Thanks for that, Jack. And once again, we'll Andy.
You have a small fleet size. You have the ability to shut us down in a day. I do believe there should be more time in sea next week. If you see an influx of chum, you can shut us down that day. Okay, at this point in time, with your observers, you know exactly what we're catching. I see no reason to even shut the fishery down, but if you choose to shut it down, that's your choice, due to the daily monitoring. Okay, you're managing 5 or 6 boats. Not because, you know, that's due to the season. That's due to the season that was put forth, and that's what the policy has brought. The policy has brought you a smaller fleet. Take advantage of the smaller fleet. Let the guys that are fishing go fishing. If you come close to your numbers, shut it down. I think you should have more time in sea next week. If you have to take away a day away in use, make it happen, then I'd say make it happen.
Okay, thanks for that, Andy.
I also agree with what Lance said. The conservation, if the coho don't show up, we can act before November 1st, before the commercial fishery, you know, to act on that. And we don't have to wait till November 1st for a commercial fishery for conservation. There are several different fisheries we can act on to conserve these fish. So there you go. That's my feedback.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And thanks for all of you for joining the call. Appreciate your input. What we'll do is we'll huddle up here, go through all the information, and make a determination, and I will get an email out to you folks this afternoon with the with where we're going. And other than that, that's pretty much all I got for today. So thank you all for joining. Appreciate it.
Bye. Yeah.